A Missouri man who long maintained his innocence was executed Tuesday for the fatal shooting of a state trooper more than 20 years ago. 48-year-old Lance Shockley was pronounced dead at 6:13 following a lethal injection at the state prison in Bon Terre. Shockley was convicted of killing Missouri State Patrol Sergeant Carl Dwayne Graham Jr. in March of 2005. Prosecutors said he waited for hours near Graham's home in Van Buren and shot him with a rifle and shotgun after the trooper exited his patrol vehicle. Shockley's execution was carried out after the U.S. Supreme Court rejected his final appeals earlier in the day. GOP Governor Mike Kehoe turned down his request for clemency on Monday. The 16th Judicial Drug Task Force arrested a Southside man last week on numerous drug charges. After a lengthy investigation lasting 8 months, 59-year-old Jesse James Smith was arrested for illegal drug distribution and unlicensed alcohol sales. The 16th Judicial District Prosecuting Attorney's Drug Task Force, in collaboration with the Independence County Sheriff's Office, arrested Smith on Thursday following months of surveillance and multiple controlled drug purchases. A search warrant executed at Smith's residence resulted in the seizure of a significant quantity of drugs, alcohol, and firearms. Investigators also discovered forged currency and items consistent with the distribution of controlled substances. Smith has been charged with felony delivery of meth, less than 2 grams, 2 counts of felony maintaining a drug premises, 2 counts of misdemeanor selling alcohol without a license, felony possession of meth greater than 2 grams but less than 10 grams with intent to deliver, felony possession of marijuana with intent to deliver greater than 14 grams, felony possession of Subsidone, a Scheduled 3 narcotic with intent to deliver, misdemeanor possession of K2 with intent to deliver, felony simultaneous possession of drugs and firearms, misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia, and felony forgery first degree possession of counterfeit money. Smith was taken to Independence County Jail, then later released on $50,000 bond. Thayer City Council met last night at the Thayer High School cafeteria. During the meeting, the council agreed to move next month's meeting to November 18th because of Veterans Day. They also discussed putting speed strips on Green Street and agreed to do more research. The council then discussed and approved putting an additional 3% sales tax on all marijuana sales within the city limits on the ballot in April. They also discussed and agreed to put a 5% sales tax on the ballot on lodging within the city of Thayer. The council discussed and approved the TNR stray cat policy for the city, which would mean trap them, neuter, and then return them to where they were found. The council approved the purchase of a pump for the state line lift station. They approved letting the police officers purchase the old AR-15 rifles and approved letting Chief Childers attend the Murma Police Seminar. The council approved the 2021 first audit report. E-Communications has requested a copy of the report and will post that at our website when we receive it. The council approved a bid for $9,164.75 to paint the police station. The bid was from Elite Surface Solutions. The city council then discussed and agreed to set a price for out-of-town water sales at $20 per load up to 300 gallons. The city council meets the second Tuesday of each month. A man from Mountain Home was arrested on Tuesday in Baxter County. 45-year-old Bobby Baxter was arrested and charged with DWI, fourth or subsequent offense, open container of alcohol in a motor vehicle, driving while license suspended, revoked, or canceled, refusal of a blood alcohol content test, speeding, and he's charged as an habitual offender. He was taken to Baxter County Detention Center bond set at $5,000. A man from Mountain Grove was injured in an accident west of Mountain Grove Tuesday. The Highway Patrol reports that the 71-year-old man suffered moderate injuries when he attempted to make a left turn and was hit in the rear by another vehicle. The accident happened on U.S. 60, 1 mile west of Mountain Grove. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office Weekly Arrest Report and Oregon County Sheriff's Office Weekly Activity Report are both now available at our website at ecomnewsnetwork.com. And with winter weather just around the corner, the Missouri Department of Transportation will hold its annual winter operation drill on Thursday. Motorists may notice an increased number of MoDOT vehicles on state routes during the drill, which will begin at 8 a.m. in the rural areas and 9 a.m. in urban areas. The exercise should be completed by 3 p.m. With turnover rates and many positions still open, driver training on this day is more critical than ever. MoDOT has approximately 2,400 snowplow operators across the state involved in clearing the roads and bridges when winter weather hits. During the drill, MoDOT employees will react to a simulated forecast of significant snow for the entire state. The department's emergency operations centers will activate, and all employees involved in winter operations will be deployed in their trucks. Emergency communication systems will also be tested. MoDOT spent more than $64 million on winter operations last year and used 160,000 tons of salt, 2.1 million gallons of salt brine, and 229,000 gallons of beet juice. For the most up-to-date information on road conditions in any winter storm, motorists are urged to use the MoDOT Traveler information map at traveler.modot.org. That map is available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.